Well, it's I suppose it's day two, 2nd of February and the 2nd of February, but what I wanted to do is, since I completely messed up and missed the topic for day one, which was, which recording methods do you use? Okay, so one of them would be what I'm doing just now, and that is recording into the Boss Jock Studio app. And within that, if you've used it, you know how to use it, I guess. But if you don't know anything about it, I could, I can edit it. I can add music to it. I could add other audio, spoken word, in other words, inserts, excerpts, from anything, virtually. And it's a brilliant, brilliant app, is the WhatsApp app. And nowadays you can export it to many, many places, including Dropbox and SoundCloud, and open in various apps, including the WhatsApp app, which is what I would do normally if I'm sending any more than a few seconds of audio to one of my friends on WhatsApp. I'll just open the Boss Jock Studio app, record there, and then export it. It's as simple as that. But I can also export, which I have done in the latest, or my first, I should say, my first recording, which was today's recording, day two, email it up to Audioboo via Boomail. So, Boss Jock Studio app is brilliant. Great app. Use it all the time. I use it all the time for other things. I don't use it all the time for Audioboo. Because that leads me to my, what was my prime, probably still is my prime method of recording up to Audioboo, is using my Zoom H2N digital handheld recorder, which is giving me headaches and has been giving me headaches for a while now, and I can't get anyone to fix it. So it's basically just a bit of a miss when I start the recorder up. Whether I'll be able to record in XY, mid-sight, two channel surround or four channel surround, it just depends on what kind of mood it's in. And it's a real bugger because it's a wonderful device, and I do miss not getting full binaural recordings as I used to do. But that's an aside, as it were. So that would be my prime method. I would record it in the device. I would then attach the device to my Mac desktop, or I could attach it to my iPad, I suppose, my iPad Air. But I do it to my desktop, open it in there, and I can open it up with various apps to edit. I can use, current favourite is a program called Fission, F-I-S-S-I-O-N. And that's part of the same group that provide Audio Hijack, which is a most excellent app, program, I guess it's not an app. So Fission is very good, or I may do it, and Reaper. So basically H2N, digital record, into the Mac, and then I can edit it, normalise, etc., and then fire it off. Simply by exporting it, I will export it to desktop. I just find it easier that way for me. And then drag it onto the Audioboo page where you would put a recording you were about to post up. So that's that. Now, I'm trying to think there's another method I use. I can't remember what the other method is just now. So right now, as the train is passing in the background, I shall pause. You know, for some reason I thought there was another method that I would use, but my apologies for the wind. There isn't really. There isn't another one. What I think I was thinking about was when I used to record and to using the Audioboo app itself, but that's way back. in the annals of history since I used anything to do with direct recording to audiobook, which is a real bit of a pain, but then they messed it up for everyone, so there you go, we move on. So I guess that's my main two methods that I would record to audiobook to the February audio month, etc. It's about nothing exciting. I know other people. I've heard other people speak about Anchor. I've never looked at it, to be honest with you. It's just another social platform, I guess. I'm not sure if I could actually record. Now, wait a minute. I'm going to have to pause again. Nope. Something came out of my head there that I could record something in another. But since I don't do it, then it's not worth talking about. So that's it, I guess. So that's it. Bye for now. Looking forward to day three. I don't even know what the topic is for day three. I'm going to have to go and have a look and see what's on the table for day three. Yes. Bye for now.